I'm saying good morning because I'm actually recording this day of that I'm putting it out. Last night I had a big old headache and it wouldn't go away. And I got to 10 o'clock and I was like, I need to record. And Kathy was like, no, you don't. You could skip it or do it another day. And I was like, right. It's not a pressure thing. It's just a fun thing. So I did not. But now I'm better. I am up. I am exercised. I am showered. I am fed. And I think today's a big day because we're going to switch our dining room and our office. And the office is going to become the game room, dining room, and the dining room is going to become the office. So lots going on. Always projects around here. So we'll see how that goes. Hello. I hope you are doing well. I hope you are feeling well. I hope you are mentally well through all of this. So like I said, I got my exercise in. I had gone about a week without the Ring Fit. Ring Fit is my exercise, which I do on the Nintendo Switch. And actually, I was on sporadically bored with Mike and Dan, and this was my thing that I brought up for their few acres of rubbish. So really, to me, I just wanted to exercise and get a regular regiment going, and I said I still need to be doing it in March. And here I am in March still doing it, although with this chaos, I missed about a week or 6 days or so. But back at it, done the last 2 days, and it's really, really good. I like it a lot. It's, you know, it's an RPG. So you level up and everything and gain skills and powers, but while you're doing reps of various exercises. So if you have a Switch, I would say check it out, although you need physical hardware, and that might be trickier to get these days without ordering or whatnot. Yeah, so yesterday entailed a whole bunch of stuff. I'll kind of go through the family things and then the game thing. So I know I was talking about how a lot of families were struggling with homeschooling and getting kids to do work and all that. And obviously it's a first day. And I would definitely encourage people that like learning is positive. So if 20 minutes of learning happening or 4 hours of learning happen, it's all good. Learning is always a positive and it's not a negative. We only did this much. So, you know, everybody's trying to make the best of a tough situation. So if you are parenting and teaching and working at home, my goodness, you know, do what you can and seek out resources and don't feel like all the hours are on you. Find a way for the kids to learn independently. Put on a PBS program. Find something online. Go to Mo Willems, who's doing the art, and let them do that. Take a break. Go outside. Have a snack together. Or, you know, give them something to work on independently. This is what you need to do. And obviously, we want them to get the schoolwork done if they were assigned it. but, you know, if they don't, they don't. So we're not gonna panic over that. And seek help if you have a friend that's a teacher that could help you, or sometimes just somebody that could talk to them. Maybe your parents, who they can't see at the time, could do a conference call, a Skype or a FaceTime or something, and just talk to the kids about how their school's going or show them what they're doing and spend 20 minutes on the phone while you can go get something else done. So think that way. Think positively, truly, truly in this situation. We have to take all the positives. Really, one of the reasons I'm doing that is so I can reflect each day on the positives from the day doing this. Also, to communicate with you. On that note, my daughter was amazing in terms of school. She jumped right to it about 8:15 in the morning. She did about 4 hours straight on her own. We've set her up with a checklist. She's got a Chromebook. And she just went to town, and she wanted to get everything done. Now, she's going to be an exception. I don't know specifically why. I don't know. This is just how she is. But she wants to get things done. She's independent. She's motivated. And that's just not going to be true of all kids. As a teacher myself, there's kids that just, they need the teacher intervention, motivation, whether it be for skill or lack of knowledge or lack of motivation or lack of ability or focus, whatever it is. There's kids that just aren't going to be able to do that. But I got to give her credit. It was awesome. She did a really good job. We also sat down and played some piano together. So we've been doing that. I play a whole bunch of instruments, but I really like music to be mine. So I'd actually just like paid for my daughter to have piano lessons. I didn't want to teach her. And then she's learning flute in school, but she's just getting so good at piano so fast. So she's looking for more and more and more. So in this time we've been playing together and that's just been kind of really neat. And then my wife's been learning songs and I've been sitting down. So just a lot of music going on in the house. People that live with us play music too, so there's a lot of music going on all the time here, which is really neat to see. So then after lunch, we decided we would try to go geocaching. So we went out, we tried to find a spot, and basically it was a big failure. But we got outside, there were so many people. We have something in our town called the Airline Trail, and it's a big thing that goes through, I think, three towns, if I remember correctly, and you can walk across along it. And I couldn't even park at one of the places. There were so many people. Usually there's maybe two, three cars, and there must have been 30 cars. So everybody was outside. This was 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I want to say. So kids are up from naps, kids are done with school, parents are working from home, but just finally need that break. The kids need to get outside. So everybody was outside, kind of keeping the 6 foot distance, but you're able to see and talk to people, which was nice. So that was all happening. So we were trying to find this geocache, and it was just tough. And eventually my phone died, lost the battery, so it didn't go so well. My daughter's like, now we just took a walk. And I was like, well, a walk wasn't bad either. But she's supposed to do 60 minutes of exercise every day for her PE credit. So I think she had done like 20 minutes of yoga, and then we did these 40 minutes. So that was pretty fun. I enjoy going out for the walk, so we'll have to see where that goes. But just looking for new things to do, and I guess I got to get better at geocaching and finding things that we can find in terms of all that. Kathy decided she would take on the Legos, so she dug the Legos down from the attic, and she's trying to set up like all the Lego elves we have. But of course, they're in pieces, so she's rebuilding them all, so the center of the floor was crazy all over the place. But neat things to see in terms of all that, so that was kind of nice. What she's doing, and she's kind of still in the middle of that, so we'll see where all that goes in terms of that. So I think that's the most of the things that are going on around here and what's happening. So like I said, we're just trying to keep some kind of schedule, something we're doing, having Zeph do school in the morning and then moving to lunch, eating a lot of meals together, which is nice. Had a sit-down meal in our house with almost everybody, so that was good to do. And those kind of things. All right, let me move on to games played. So in the morning, I set up and learned Quartermaster General World War I. So it's a card-driven war game. Not in the GMT style. It's from PSC Games. And it's like... So you have five different factions, and each one has a deck. You got seven cards in your hand. On your turn, you can play one card for its event, which often is just build a new unit, build a new army, and put them out on the board. And there's just a single army per space, basically. So you're trying to area control to get points, and you're the two sides, the Central Powers and the Entente Powers from World War I. And so you can play a card, and then you can... Oh, what is it called? Prep a card. You put a card face down, and the bottom of the card has symbols for battling. Sustain the battle if you're attacking, reinforce if you're defending. And when somebody initiates a battle, you start playing those cards that have been prepped. So you're kind of getting ready and playing through the powers there. And it was neat. I could start to see some differences, like America can do a whole build and come over and kind of mobilize rapidly, and Germany can like defense up and they're getting attacked from two fronts, and they can... they could play a whole bunch of upgrades, so they're doing a lot more on their turn than other people. So I learned it. Seemed interesting. Plays 2 to 5 players, because you could play the two powers, which is probably a little more interesting, but you could play with 5 people. So if I get a chance at some point, I'm going to try that. But borrowed that from somebody who works at the store who wanted me to learn the game. So I did that. Then Kathy and I sat down and played Teotihuacan with the expansion. I didn't use all the expansion stuff. Late pre-classic, I believe, is the one, because I guess there's another expansion. But we used the powers, which were almost a no-brainer in my mind, and we used the events, which were really simple as well. We really fell in love with that game. We forgot that game's really, really good. Kathy smoked me. I didn't care. It was still fun to try to do all the things. And that was kind of my first chance to play with the expansion. I think I used the expansions in a solo game one time. But getting those to the table, Board and Dice sent those to me so long ago to review, and I just have not gotten to it because I didn't have the basic game. Then I played Cthulhu Death May Die, and I was the kid. I played Scenario 4. I don't remember the name of it. And I played with Yog-Sothoth. I think I'm getting these names down. as the elder god, and the kid crushed it. I did make a little alteration, so you could argue that I was cheating, where there was four artifacts I had to pick up, and then I had to go seal the gates. And it was supposed to be two characters with two artifacts sealing two gates, and I did one character with four artifacts sealing one gate. So I may have totally thrown the balance of the game off. It's cooperative. I don't care. I had fun. That's my goal in playing that game and kind of to play through all the scenarios. But I just didn't feel like having two characters out. I wanted to have one, and the kid crushed it. She was so good. She could light things on fire, and there's gates everywhere, so every time people are spawning, they're just half damage immediately, and then she could attack at range, and I got the shotgun, so I could attack everything at range. So I just make a single die roll and pummel everything. It was fun. The game is so fun because you just upgrade, 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 upgrade. You're about to die, and you win the game. It's just awesome. So I continue to like that game, so hopefully I'll play another one. The only tricky part is just being so evil and demonic and whatnot. It's like, who's going to be around when I'm playing the game? Can't leave it set up necessarily for kids and other people that don't enjoy that. So there's that. And then, of course, I played Marvel Champions, and I'm really liking the Aggression Black Panther build. And Black Panther was kind of much aligned when the game came out originally, and with this aggression build and mean swing where he could add three by using his weapon card, real good. Really like aggression Black Panther would be amazing, backed up by like a Justice Iron Man or something like that. Ooh, I'm gonna try that. Justice Iron Man, aggression Black Panther is my next play. Yeah, definitely. Maybe protection. But I played against Green Goblin with Norman Osborn. I'm sorry, I forget the name of which one it is. Got a chance to do that and beat it with like one health left. So it was really close, but definitely got a chance to do that. So I played that. And then I thought I was going to play a bunch of games at night and I got that headache. I ended up laying down and watching the first episode of Star Trek: The Next Generation, which is like an hour and a half long episode, and then just kind of stumbling off to bed with that headache. So that was a majority of the night. Had some stuffed peppers. And went from there. So looking to play some games today, but we're gonna do this big move, so I don't know what I'll end up doing. So there's a shot that if I just move furniture today, that I'm not gonna record a daily diary. I'm not sure that people wanna listen to that. Or if I do, maybe I'll get somebody on to talk about something specific instead of like maybe I'll have Brian on and we'll just talk about other stuff or something like that. Or maybe I'll just take a shot and record a full episode tonight, if that's the case. So I may not talk to you tomorrow in a daily diary format, just so you know, depending, because I'm not sure a lot of games will get played tonight, so we'll see. Alrighty, everybody. That is it from my end. Have a smiling and fantastic day. Stay on the bright side. Alright, we'll talk to you later. Bye.